Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer with my esteemed hosts, Dr. Lacey Book, Lex Lewis, and Rick Jordan. Have I a treat for you? There's sometimes you meet a young man and immediately you know they carry the light. And you do whatever you can to liberate that light because you know what it's like to be young with a big light that's going to shine and liberate other people to shine as well. He is a renowned American singer, songwriter, actor, speaker, but he's all around just a good person, an intelligent, inspirational person, and he's going to impact millions in his lifetime. James Maslow, it is a privilege to have you here on Office Hours.
What a kind intro, man. It's always a pleasure to see you and to speak with you. So thank you for having me on the show.
You know, I've always admired your skills and the knowledge that you have within the entertainment business. You're very talented. But it wasn't until I got to know you and get to go out personally with you and your fiance, and especially last time in Nashville, to see how you react. It's one thing as an actor, and you act in music and acting on TV and in movies, et cetera. But I love the way you react to life, to fear, to things that other people waste time, emotion, energy, and money even on. Are you practicing the reaction as much as you practice? Because I know you are a diligent mofo acting, but I'm curious, do you practice reacting as much as you do the acting?
Well, first I have to clarify, not fiance. I don't want anybody to
be
like, what did you call me?
What are the brand?
Shit. It's a fair assumption. We're pretty much married, but man, what a thoughtful question.
I'll send you the
ring. You know, the nice thing.
I'm kidding.
You got that cost covered? I'll take it. Hey, no, you said it. Everybody heard it.
He's so obligated.
You know, one thing that I truly love about acting and being in class, and I'm still in class, I still go and I still love to learn, to play, to practice. It literally is cathartic. It's the best therapy in the world. And so being around other people, around other actors, being challenged in, you know, cerebral context, being challenged physically, emotionally, it really allows you to tap more into what makes you happy as a human. And stepping away from that, I try and look at the world in a similar fashion as an artist and truly admire all the positives, all the beautiful aspects Then as a musician, the other side of my life, I've met so many different people from so many walks of life, so many different places on this earth. And though there's a lot of individuality and there are a lot of differences, there are so many more similarities. And meeting people that speak different languages from different cultures and different parts of the world and having them unified and united over, let's say, my music or a movie I've done is just a beautiful example of humankind and the beauty and the similarity amongst us. And I think that allows me to react to situations with a little bit more perspective, a little bit more compassion, and a little bit more understanding.
You know, I so appreciate a creative soul because I oftentimes get locked in my logical mind. I don't know if anybody else on the panel gets like that, but man, I have difficulty tapping into that creative side of myself. And I think it's just because of, you know, what we've been told we have to do when we're growing up and our environment, and this is how things have to look. And you go down that rabbit hole of staying in that logical space. So being such a creative person and working with other creative individuals, how do you help somebody pull that out of them?
That's a great question. That's why I love your friends. I love your neighborhood.
Thank you.
So I've battled with this as an artist a lot, which is, yes, stereotypically, a lot of artists have whichever side of the brain, I'm blanking on it, the creative side. So they're so good at being artistic, at letting go, at focusing on the unique creative vision. But sometimes, at least stereotypically, don't necessarily have the other side of the brain, which is that logical, task-focused, organized side. And I've always seemed to have a little bit of both. But frankly, the more that I experience business, you know, outside of the movie business and the music business, the more I become interested and become an entrepreneur and invested in other industries and seeing growth in them, from real estate to tech to you name it, I get more stimulated by that. And so from the artist perspective, like even working with my band or other actors or other, instead of being frustrated, which I used to be, mind you, that why don't you get this? Why don't you see it logically? I would actually side more with you in this regard of like, no, this isn't right. This is wrong. There's one, you know, we've got a calendar, show up on time, time block, be efficient, right? That's kind of, my head actually is a little bit more on that side. But instead of being frustrated by it, I've learned to be empathetic and realize, oh, you know what? This has been a passion of mine for a long, long time. I have mentors like David Meltzer. I'm extremely lucky. I've been able to invest into other industries, both time and capital, and I've seen returns. And I just have, I'd say, a pretty different experience than most traditional artists, especially at this stage in my life and my career. And I love sharing that with my friends who are just artists. So, and, you know, I think I've learned to pull the creative side out of my friends on the business side, which is all they do is business, and start looking at things from a different perspective of like, okay, you get the numbers, you get how to scale, you get how systems work, right? But what's some creative synergy? And I can pull them out of it in that way. And then on the artist side, it's cool to start talking to my friends, my colleagues, my other, you know, artist buddies about investing, about saving, and taking these nuggets of information and consolidating it into a way in which it's easy to understand and it's not so scary. Because let me tell you, most actors, most musicians, you talk about your bank account, you talk about your investments or lack thereof, mm-hmm. and it's scary. And they live in this scarcity mindset where, man, you could have just, you know, made $1 million on a movie or a tour, but it's like, when's the next one? Because they haven't set themselves up for long-term success. So to land the plane after a circuitous route, I love having both sides. And I love getting to pull the creative side out of my business partners that are more traditional. And I love to, you know, pull the creative side out of my friends that are more traditional, the artist side. And, you know, I think that most people have the capability, if not the propensity, to be good at both. It just takes some work.
We can have both.
You can. And I think it's nice, Flex, too, to, I know you talked about my neighborhood. My goal or mission is to bring the best out of everyone, and whether it be the left or the right side of the brain, and I'm confused which one does what too, James. I'm trying to pull the best out of everyone with what I do best as well. And Flex, you do now the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to give back as much as I've been taught, and it kind of leads me into a question I have for yourself. Obviously, your career spanned across music, acting, incredibly talented individual, and pleasure to ask you these questions. But if it's a pivotal part that significantly changed your trajectory in life, whether it was a project or a moment.
Well, first of all, such a pleasure. Also, he complimented me on my beard, and then I saw you, and I feel like shaving it off.
This is a bad day too.
I'll get there. Well, great. Good for you, pal. I'll get there one day. I'm squeezing real hard. You know, to be honest, I took a trip to Israel recently, and I've been to Israel several times. I grew up Jewish, always had friends over there, loved learning about the Middle East in general since Judaica studies back in the day. I even took my girlfriend a couple years ago just to go and hang out with some friends, like the last Jewish mayor of Gaza, Grisha. Most people don't even know there were Jewish mayors in Gaza. You know, we spoke to Palestinians coming across working and had very cool casual conversations about their work, their life. You know, this is 2 years ago, mind you. And so when October 7th happened, I had friends reach out, and I was talking to some friends on WhatsApp, just not really being able to fully understand nor fathom what was going on, and decided a little over a month later, I'm going to get over there. I really, really feel like this is a huge moment in my life, one that was not expected, one that's scary, and one that I just can't believe the noise and the news. So I want to go and see it from my own eyes, with my own eyes, and see it for myself. And without getting into much of the details, it was the most profound week of my life. And I've been reminded of so much of my own values, not even so much religiously of Judaism, but the values in which I was grown up, you know, was raised and how I grew up on community and family and mitzvah and being a good person and what's important. And I think to be fair, we all lose track of this sometimes. And I feel like I certainly did. And it realigned a lot of things in my life from where I'm living, which is now Nashville, which I'm so excited to call home. And I believe it's where I'm supposed to be, to what I'm doing with my time and my energy and my business, which part of that is finding ways in which to give back and have a positive impact on the world versus just going on tour or just making a movie. So yeah, it was a very recent thing for me just a couple months ago and has been a truly life-changing experience. And we ended up shooting. I basically didn't sleep for 5 days. I was on tour, went over there, thought, hey, I just want to find out what's going on, maybe make some social content if I feel inspired to do so, which I did. And then we got such amazing conversations, such amazing footage. I pretty much stayed up for 5 days and we shot a documentary, which I don't know when or where it's coming out, but it's something I'm very proud of and I'm really excited to share with the world.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
What's shaking, James?
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, brother. I'm curious about your creative process. We touched on it a little bit, right? Because you've got a lot of good accolades. Are you the guy that will schedule a time to say, I'm going to go write a top 100 single on 9:30 a.m. Saturday? Mm-hmm. Or are you the guy that takes a look around him and absorbs your surroundings and all of a sudden it just comes to you?
If I got to pick one or the other, I'm going to go with the former. I like to schedule it in. I like to surround myself with other amazingly talented, creative individuals. And I like to have a goal and an end mark, right? And when it comes to music and it comes to writing, I'm very much a finisher versus people that want to go in and just vibe and let it come to them. I mean, look, there's a time and a place for that. And I've done that plenty, but I usually do that on my own time. I'm in my studio right now. I'll get on the piano. If I want to vibe, that's what this is here at my home. When I set out to do something important or to write a song for the band to try and get that next huge single like you're talking about, I treat it like a job that it is. And my perspective on it has always been, if you vibe on a good idea for 12 hours, but don't have something to listen back to at the end, you got six different hooks and you got four different potential songs. Like, that is some people's process. I find it far more effective and also peaceful and rational to finish something and then go back and improve upon it later. So you got something tangible to listen to focus on and to improve versus just like, let's wait until it comes to me. I don't have time. I don't have time anymore. And I don't think that's the most effective way to do it for me.
Thank you for that. You're right, because there's the creative process. There's music, but then there's also the business that requires that outcome.
And everybody does it differently.
Yeah, millions of openers.
For me,
I look for the closers, which is why I have you as an anchor man and James as a friend, and a mentee-mentor relationship is always mutually beneficial. Please send my love to your girlfriend, not your fiance, whoever she may be in the future.
You've got a few weeks before this airs, brother. You can make it official.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll probably be wrong. Okay,
thanks, guys. Well, David, I'm going to pick out the ring and you can pay for it and send it to me, right?
That was the agreement.
You're one of the few people I'd do that for. If Julie says okay, it's a deal. And he's now left.
They're like best friends after that weekend, by the way, her and Caitlin. So
exactly.
I think I got approval.
I think you do too. The renowned artist, singer, songwriter, TV star, movie star, and speaker, but most of all, a dear friend and a neighbor of mine in the virtual neighborhood of kindness, generosity, and intelligence. You are amazing, my friend. I can't wait to see you next. Hopefully it'll be here on Office Hours.